The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel to Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. But when his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they are trying to kill? And look, he is speaking openly, and they say nothing to him." Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he is from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from. So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me, and also you know where I am from. Yet I did not come on my own, but the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. How beautiful and consoling was the response to the psalm this morning. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Do you feel that the Lord is close to you at this moment? We're all going through a period of suffering. How are we coping with that suffering? We can run away, we can bury our head in the sand and try to say, "This is not happening." Talking to some more people this week, they said, "I no longer look at the news, I don't want to know." Is that what we ought to be doing at the moment? Suffering, we all suffer. Nobody escapes suffering. It's part of life. It's part of the reality of life. And the best way to deal with suffering, with any kind of pain, is to face up to it and then trust in the Lord. Difficult, very difficult, but that is what we're being asked to do at the moment. I'm very, very grateful to God that I have a faith in him. And now our faith is being tested. And hopefully we'll come through this time with a new perspective on life. And maybe the things that were important to us up to now will no longer seem that important. We will have a new appreciation of how interdependent we are. We all need one another. No person is an island. We need so many people in our lives to maintain our lives. We see that now as we look at the news and look at the first responders, many of them putting their own lives on the line for us. Where would we be at this time without those wonderful people? So let us keep them in mind and be grateful and thankful. Amen.